Blog Talk Radio.
I know what it is, man.
You selling them, kingdom of Satan is desolate. Stop in the fire, you burn for eternity. Surely it's vicious. Stay away from the warlocks and witches. I covered if I do kick it. Ain't none of us tripping. I swear that I'm Christian. Look at the mission. Listen to rhythm. The tick, I go get them. Ain't no religion. Ain't no more Catholic. Ain't no more Mormon or Rasta. Ain't no false doctrine. No room for impostor.
No question. No question. No question. Don't doubt that.
The Lamb, never, Hannibal left up, petition rejected, check it, Jesus Christ is the message, and Lucifer felt so pathetic, they probably label Rev heretic, put the truth in my music, they hate it, Christ elevated, they judge like I made it, they Judas, I will not debate it. Deep in the Lord and through him we conquer. But it just seemed like some looking for concerts. While the lost soul out here fighting the monster. Whole house broke, folks strung on coke. Come on, call on Christ who exhausts the option. This, that, hope, spent seasons watching. Let's take heed, man, be the gospel. And we fall from perfect, but the trial is worth it. Please understand that the new world order is the new world slaughter. Blood of Christ on your son and your daughter. Running for the rock, but the rock gon' cry. When you gon' stop hitting folks with the lies to the side. Homicide when they listen to the man telling lies. Selling eight books, fake motivation. Running with the Satan, still pray for him and awaken.
No question, no question, ain't no question, ain't no question,
no question
for standing firm,
raising his soul, blessed by the hand of Jesus Christ, covered under the blood. Real highlight when you had Christ. Highlight real, still in the field. No slave with a big hat or the chain. All we do is pray God like every day. Yeshua in the name is a good flame. Inhale Lucifer in the bad one. Lightning and he fails such a sad one. Send it one way to get no rest for the wicked. And who the best I can hear left? Man, live fearless and know the Lord reign. Hey, and let us pray about a many things. Say to the Lord what you need to say. Yeah, and your cuffs running over man. What? No FEMA dance in the FEMA cane. We getting out of here, ratchet in the promised land, hey, from the Father by Christ's hand, plan, hey, and what it be, I know you feel me, and come and see what the Lord did with the kid, and come to know what the Lord do with you, oh, I'm on the move like 1-2, in the Lord's army, and they can't harm me, enemy problem, this is real gospel, and it don't cost you, just put all your trust in the Lord like
us, no question, no question,
don't ever doubt that,
no.
Give your life unto him. Repentance is the way. Opposite that, death, hell, and destruction. These are last days of times. Mr. Revolution signing out. Gangbreaker, Fifth Seal, Sleepy Hollow.
Comes down.
Yeah.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic: No God or No God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No God. K-N-O-W. K-N-O-W. No God or N-O. God. You want to get to know God, or you want to live life without God? How can you be doing that if Jesus, when Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? So yeah, know God, get to know him, or know God, you telling God no? Are you part of the world that wants God out of and off of his earth? Are you part of that group? Want God out of his earth and off of his earth? You better recognize that the Almighty God rules. Oh, I like that part right there. Yeah. Before we get to the next part, you better recognize that the Almighty God rules. The Almighty God rules heaven and earth. They both belong to him. And so does everything and everyone else. You already know what it is. Yeah, this When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, we appreciate you listening. Jesus Christ is the Lord over heaven, earth, and hell. You know what I'm talking about? And we representing in 2022 and on. That's right. And on 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 and continuously. How about that? Contact info when the hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. All right? When the hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Interact with us. I mean, you can listen live. All right? You can even talk. Okay? You can come in the chat room. We have a chat room open when we're live. We got a call-in number that you can call into when we're live. And you can just listen, period. But it's an interactive worldwide broadcast. We are 100% transparent over here. We are 100% authentic over here because we are conscious of God, and that's who we answer to, right? So we'll be stuck with man talking about how they want to start stuff. Want to highlight your shortcomings. And, but won't highlight the good, the God, though. Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, we know God. Mm-hmm. So over here, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we pray. We're about to do that. We worship and praise. We're about to get into that, too, as the broadcast continue. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know we got them scriptures on deck. That right? Kind of feed our spirits, feed our faith in God. All right? Over here, we get our problems. Our problems get solved by us doing something. Mm-hmm. This is faith and action. That's what we do. Put our works and faith together, or work our faith, yeah, in God. So this is faith and action. You know what I'm talking about? Push your with it, man. So we appreciate everybody tuning in again. Today's topic: know God. Yeah, get to know God, or know God. You telling God no? You want to live life without God? What? Mm-mm. You can't do that. All right, so let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives with you. Thank you for letting us get to know you better. Thank you for teaching us how to give thanks in everything. Yeah. In everything, give thanks. Because you are always good. So, Father, even in these rough times and rough situations and circumstances, tough situations, Father, let us still glorify you. Yeah. Have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, for making us healthy, for healing the sick still. Thank you, Father. You do it how you do it. We thank you. We trust you. Let us trust you and thank you and obey you even more. In the name of Jesus, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in our lives as well as it is in heaven. You get your glory, Lord, in the almighty name of Jesus, the Christ. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We go live, we record live on Wednesdays now, right? Wednesdays, Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Yeah, Hip Hop and Jesus. So we're still recording at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. However, we're on Wednesdays now, all right? We also record live Saturdays, like we're doing right now on this broadcast, all right? Saturdays, we just have random topics from the all-knowing one, though. Just topics from the all-knowing one, all right, at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, yeah, random topics, just like today's topic. No God or no God. Yeah, K-N-O-W and N-O-W. I mean, N-O, not N-O-W. Yeah, no God now. I like that one, too, though. But, yeah, no God. Get to know him. Or no God, tell him no. No, we don't want to do things your way. That's what humans showing them. They'll say with their mouth they love God and they know God loved them, but they sure won't show God back that they love him. Uh-oh. Does that cause you to do something? And God made us, every last one of us, and God made every last one of us for him and his purpose. Supposed to be just like these the angels, obeying God, doing what God saying, worshiping God, praising God. We supposed to be just like that on earth, doing whatever God tell us. He said even in your life, whatever you're doing, do it unto him. You see what I'm saying? God is good and he is great. So hallelujah all day, man. All right, let's get ready to worship and praise God. Yeah, hallelujah. We're gonna worship and praise God during these moments, for these few songs. But let your heart go to God. Let your mind go on God too. Listen to the song, right? But be grateful. Express your gratitude. Let your heart beat for God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, express your gratitude, your love too. Be thankful. Yeah, express your gratitude, your love for God, while we worshiping and praising God together. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Let's worship and praise God, Abba Father, together right now, in the spirit and in the truth. Today's topic, no God. Yeah, get to know God. Or no God. You telling God no? You don't want God on earth? What? You ought to worship him. But we want to know him even more.
So very weak. see I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me, dear, come home. You love me still, and I know this is real, and I am.
But he's the ultimate authority, we call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me, without restraint, who knows how hard the heart will be. The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, chewing properly, getting cash, to girls who flash like photography. Without properly understanding biblical prophecy, you can't possibly see where to stop with me.
Love you, Jesus.
Most deaf, Lord.
Yes, oh, yes, I do.
verbal mockery. Got to because he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth the want to copy me. As a copy, he saving so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack because of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a die for sure, not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out for sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks would be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring
word. I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one
Jesus.
Above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes,
you
I
know
do.
It, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Most
you, Jesus.
I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world. She's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me because we used to go together kind of like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on a tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you, Jesus.
You know it.
Yes, it's true.
It's true, true that, true that.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Above you.
Yes, it's true.
You my number one love. You my number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall short. You bring worship out of a brother. Imagine that. Hardcore worship.
All you gotta do is try.
Lord, to do something in your life. Just trust in Him, and He'll make it all.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, we trust in God up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Excuse me. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Today's topic, know God with a K. Yeah, K, N-O-W. Know God, get to know Him, or know God. We don't want no God. On earth, huh? Y'all want a religion, huh? Are you a part of the world that wants God out and off of His earth? You better recognize that the Almighty God rules heaven and earth. They both belong to Him, and so does everything and everyone else. You already know what it is.
Yeah,
when Hip Hop Mr. Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. All right, man, remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. We record live on Wednesdays now and on Saturdays. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. If you have a question or suggestion or anything, you know, that's going to help us further, yeah, something godly, and say, we got you on the air live. If you need prayer, we got you too. You know what I'm saying? All right? You can listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm saying? Take your beats with you. All right? You can listen live on Saturdays, on Wednesdays, or you can listen from the archives. You know what I'm talking about? Anytime, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you can go through your internet. Just Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. That's us, man. Blog talk. All that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Good news. I got some good news on deck. Good news. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news? Chaos and confusion in the world? Got that good news? Well, tune into the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ good news letter. Get it free. Send straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of that second month. You know what I'm talking about? All right? You can still get the one now. It just came out August the 15th this month. You know what I'm saying? You still can get it now. It's full of God. It's full of His anointing. It's full of His power. It's full of encouragement. Full of His word. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. If you're interested in that, just contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com and let me know you want the newsletter. You know what I'm saying? Also, the gospel album and the audiobook by Oasis are available as well. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com if you're interested. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we're moving right along, man. The next segment we are going to is the started off as a Joshua's Wall segment, ended up being still, you know, the Joshua's Wall, you know, Joshua in the Bible. God used him and the people. God used Joshua to lead the people into the promised land. He used Moses to lead them out of bondage, out of Egypt, out of slavery, that harsh slavery. You know what I'm saying? Then he used Joshua to lead them on in to the promised land, and he told them to march around the wall because, you know, the city of Jericho was trusting in the wall as their protection. He told them to march around that, so he'll march around that city or what have you, for 7 days. And on the seventh day, march around it seven times is what God told them to do, and that's what they did. And that wall came tumbling down. Yeah, the wall came down. So Joshua's wall, we knock them down. This is the knock them down segment of the broadcast. This is the God versus any issue that you got, any problem that I may have, okay, or you too, or concern that we have as humans. Yeah, if we let him handle it, he'll bring us out into victory. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem or concern of humans equals victory for us humans. Okay? This is also the segment for the thin skin, easily offended. Why you say that? And I know it's a whole bunch of folks these days, but I ain't said nothing. The Holy Spirit still is the Holy Spirit. God's word is still the truth. And I don't care how much man change in the wrong direction. You know what I'm talking about? So the thin skin, itching ears, nosy folks. Yeah, folk want to come over here and act like they put the message together. It ain't even theirs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can see if you give the props. Anytime I learn from, you know, somebody and I heard somebody else say it, I give them the props. Like I heard this pastor say, or, you know, I heard somebody say this, and, you know, that's how I do it. I ain't finna make no whole thing, my whole sermon about something else I heard somebody else saying and use the same scripture and preach what they preach. What? This is the Holy Spirit up in here. That's what we are led by. There's nothing wrong with being inspired. As long as you are led by the Holy Spirit, we good. But the itching ears and the thin skin, easily offended folks, this is your chance to leave or repent. Yeah, because we are unorthodox with this. Man, we don't care. We bold with this, man. We just like the word of God. It's the Holy Spirit up in us, makes us bold. And one of my favorite people besides Jesus in the Bible is Paul. You know what I'm talking about? And Paul went hard. You know what I'm talking about? I like it him, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So I'm going to play this theme music, so we can get it right. And we're going to come on back and do what we do. You feel me? Okay, so either leave or get it right. For the kingdom of heaven is in heaven.
Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the grace that turned out has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, a vicious rule. They're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo.
We up in here, and my issue is that I'm ready to get into these scriptures for today. So how about we do that? Today's topic: no God or no God. You know what I'm talking about? What? You want to know God, or you want to live life like there's no God? You want to make choices, and a lot of wrong choices too. Like there ain't no consequences. Like there are not going to be any consequences. See, y'all want to live in the world. See, the world wants to live and do what it want to do. Disobey God without the consequences. That's a godless world, and that ain't going to happen. Yeah, there's going to be some consequences. His word is already written, man. Folks already know. They without excuse. God already done manifested himself. What may be known of him, he already manifested himself. To them already. So what may be known of God already, he already manifested it to them. You know what I'm saying? But they holding it down, holding it back, so it have no effect. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, let's get into these scriptures, man, because we do have a bunch of them. Got a bunch of them today. So get ready to follow along. Get ready for your Bible to get used up today. Yes, sir. Gonna get used up today, boy. We're going a bunch of places. We got to do it. The first place we're going to go and start off with is John chapter 17. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the fourth book of the New Testament. And there is nothing wrong with you using your table of contents. That's what it's for, to find these books, right? And I'm not rushing you to get there, and I hope I'm not going too fast. Slow down a notch. I'm going to try to slow down a notch so I won't be a notch, so I won't be going too fast. I do be waiting on you to get the scriptures, though. John chapter 17, that's where we're going. But see, I'm already on it, but I'm waiting. Waiting, man. Waiting on you. Being patient. John chapter 17. We right there waiting on you. Excuse me. All right, let's go. John chapter 17, we're getting one verse from over here. Verse number 3. John chapter 17, verse 3 says, and this is, listen to this now, pay attention to this, remember this, and this is life eternal, or this is eternal life, that they might know you. This is eternal life right here, that they might know you, that we may know God, that we can know God, K-N-O-W, know God. This is life eternal, or this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only, somebody say the only, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Okay? Number one God, and Jesus Christ, whom you, the one God, have sent. Ain't nobody else can compare to Jesus Christ. I don't care how much they try to do it. These are imposters. This crushes every religion, too. Yeah. That dude who they try to compare to Jesus over there on the Muslims, nah, man. Number one, this messed everybody up right here. This shows everybody that Jesus is above everybody right here. Jesus was born through a virgin womb, a womb that never had a man with it. Mm-hmm. She wasn't pregnant by a man. She was pregnant by God, his spirit over her. Yeah, no man, no one has ever done that ever before or will ever do it again. So that's number one. His birth was different. Hold on, I got some more. His birth was different from everybody else's birth. That puts him above everybody else, all right? And his death. I feel you now. Yeah, his death was different as well. His story don't die where he just died. His story don't end where he just died. Every time you say that Jesus died, you got to say, and he resurrected. You got to say that. That's how they go. Because I'm reading the Bible, and that's what God says. Yeah, he's the Lord over the living and the dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus is the resurrection. He didn't just die. There wasn't just no conspiracy yet. It was proof he died, and it was proof that he resurrected. Because guess who proved it? To man. God, whom he created. Yeah. God, who created man, proved it. Man, who, what man, what human got an excuse for God? Come on, man. So, this is life eternal, that they might know you. That's what we want. We want to know God, the only true God, not no religion. We ain't on that, bro. We ain't on no rituals and all that. We ain't depending on our own works and none of that, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is life eternal right here. We depending on God. Life eternal, we can't grant that to us, but he can. So this is life eternal. This is eternal life, that they might know you, knowing God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. All right? That's a 5 verse right there, right? Now, go back a few chapters. We still in John. Go back to chapter 14. We were just in 17. Go back three chapters to chapter 14. I'm going to highlight two more verses right here. And I hope you circle John chapter 17, verse 3. Remember that one. That's fine. Remember where it's at. John chapter 17, verse 3. So you can go get it again. You know what I'm saying? John chapter 14. And that's the good thing about this Bible and about God. We can get them whenever we need them. We might not think he's there, but he always on time. He always, I'm talking about to the rescue. It ain't his job to show up when we expect him to, or to do it how we expect him to. It's our job to trust him and obey him, things his way. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart. See how he's healing your heart. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't you worry about anything. And he talking to whoever is listening, whoever wants to receive help from Jesus. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, the one and only true God. Believe also in me. That's what Jesus said. Now remember, God is the one that sent Jesus. Remember this too. Yeah, Jesus is God. Now you want proof? Jesus is God with us, right? Who with us? God with us. Emmanuel, that's Jesus. He is who? God with us. That's fire right there, ain't it? The Holy Ghost fire too. Yeah. God with us. That's who Jesus is. So don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Now go to verse 6. Jesus said unto him, Jesus saying unto you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no human comes unto the Father but by me. That's the only way you're going to get to know God. The only way you're going to get to know God as Father and be able to call him Father, and he answers when you receive Jesus. No human comes unto the Father but by me. Now, he ain't bragging. He just stating what they say these days, the facts, but this is the truth right here. Now, he just stating the truth, whether we believe it or not, whether we get it or not. Yeah, it's already written. It is what it is. So Jesus said unto him, he said unto everybody, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember, God sent Jesus. Remember, God gave Jesus. Jesus is a gift unto us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Not unto God. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Not even unto Mary. Not unto Joseph, but unto everybody, unto us. A child is born unto us. A son is given. That's right. That's who Jesus is, the Savior of the whole world. You know what I'm talking about? So I am the way, the truth, and the life. No human, no man, no humans can come unto the Father but by me. That's the only way you're going to get to know God as Father. You've got to receive Jesus Christ, which is your Father's gift unto you. God the Almighty gave Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son unto us, that whoever, whatever human believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what I'm talking about? So in order to know God for yourself, you must accept Jesus, your free and best gift from God. Yeah, he already gave us the best gift. Yeah, heaven ain't the best gift. Jesus, you already got him. That's the best gift. We got to recognize that, man. Yeah, heaven, that's our home. But the builder of the home, that he's the one that we praise. We don't praise heaven. We praise the God of heaven. We praise Jesus. We worship him. Now, like I said, he never stopped people from worshiping him. Angels will stop people from worshiping them because angels worship just like we do, worship God, worship Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right, so, and the Holy Spirit exalts Jesus, makes Jesus bigger than everything. The Holy Spirit lets you see Jesus as Lord. Go make sure that you know Jesus is the Lord over heaven, over earth, and over hell. Oh, let me put another one in there. And over your life, too. So over your circumstances, invite him in. Do things his way. Do things with Jesus. Don't worry about his color. Don't worry about that picture that they put in our head, because that ain't him. When you read this Bible, He will reveal himself to you. So spend time with him. If you want to know him, he ain't going to hide. He going to open his Bible up. And like I said, you will understand this thing like a kindergarten book, man, with some pictures. We will see what he's saying, for real. You will see what he's saying. Because when I first started off with the Bible, I didn't understand it like this. Some parts I did, some parts I understood. But all this, no. Now, shoot. Like, man, that's the Holy Spirit, though. He reveals it and breaks that thing down to us as we need it and as we can handle it. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate you listening. You know what I'm talking about? God sees you. I can't see you, but God sees you. You know what I'm talking about? You can't see me, but God sees me. All right, I got to put myself in there too, man. You know what I'm saying? My father too, now. And let you know about your father and my father. Yeah, and Jesus' father. All right, so Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Check this out. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Do what? Take your time with this. These some powerful scriptures. I hope you highlighting them, underlining them, or something, or marking them, however you got to highlight them. Ooh. Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? A lot of churches are led by feelings and emotions and stuff. No, we are not on that. The Word says you have to be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led, and there's some people that's being led by the Spirit of God. That's why we'll let you know. This ain't no religion over here. God is, he real, he the real deal, cuz, for real. Yeah, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Whoever's led by the Spirit of God, not led by religion, not led by feelings and emotions, not led by tradition, not led by tar, oh, I'm sorry, tradition and religion, that's an acronym for tar. Tradition and religion. Not stuck in the tar, cuz if the Son came to set you free, you're going to be free indeed. Yeah, if the Son sets you free, if you let him set you free, because he did come to do it, so if you let him set you free, you'll be free indeed. He's going to work with you. He's going to work with your will. Yeah, he can override it, but he ain't going to do that. Yeah, God, he gave us a free will. Do what you do. Choose him. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 1. Go back. Romans chapter 1. We're getting through the Romans chapter number 1. This is getting good already. Those verses right there piled us up, man. Let's keep going. Know God. This is all a part of knowing God right here. Or know God. You want God out? We got that coming up too. This, I tell you, I got plenty of scriptures. Hold on. Romans chapter 1. If you brought a big appetite, you know what I'm saying? Romans chapter 1, verse 28 says, and even as they, told you we're going to get into it, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. If you retain something, you keep it there, right? You retain a student, they get kept back, what we call it. They wouldn't do that these days. They just push them forward and they be, duh. Okay, I'm sorry. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Did you know that the Bible was the first book ever in school, in education over here and everything like that? Yeah, do your research. And call me out if I'm wrong now. I also learned this from somebody that I think is, but anyway, I learned this from somebody too. Harvard, Princeton, and Yale were built to train ministers of the gospel. Oh, you know that. Do it. Harvard, Princeton, and Yale were built to train ministers of the gospel. Now, what you got to be so prestigious. You got to be super smart and all this intelligent to get into the mug, right? Them the top schools, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. And see, I graduated from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, cum laude, now. And valedictorian, too. Yes, sir. Oh, okay. I did it all at the same time. Y'all can't mess with me, bro. I'm on. I'm out of there, bro. I'm on something else. I'm on this godliness. But train ministers of the gospel. So it goes with this scripture, Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. It ain't just for Princeton, Harvard, and Yale, but that's, you know. They didn't like to keep God in their knowledge. It goes for every human who don't like to keep God in their knowledge. While you're getting to know things, and you better get to know God. You don't dismiss everything, especially if you was raised with parents who knew God or knew something about God, let you know that God is real, you know, something. So even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, guess what God did? Uh-oh, they did something first, right? See, God reacted. See? Even as they didn't, they rejected God out of their knowledge, right? God gave them over to a reprobate mind, a backwards brain, a backwards mind, backwards thinking. Mm-hmm. To do those things which are not convenient. Convenient is something that's fitting well, right? With a person's needs, remember? Not convenient. A convenient story is right there, right? You can get there right away. It's appropriate. Right away. But a reprobate mind, that's a good for nothing brain. Condemned mind. So they didn't want God in their knowledge. And then because of that, here go the results. God give you over. He'll keep you from it. He'll give you the mind of Christ if you choose him. But they didn't want to keep him in their knowledge. They want to get rid of God. They saying, no, God. No. No. We don't want no God. Yeah. But we don't want a God. They don't want God. But they saying no to God, though. We saying yes to him. If you say yes to God, you get the mind of Christ. You say no to God, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You get a backwards brain in. That's why they call them right things wrong now. They call them wrong things right now. They doing it. We living in the world right now. They talking about no God, and then God going to give them what they want. Yeah. He going to snatch his spirit off the earth. And everybody who believe in Jesus, we out, man. We led by his spirit. As many as are led by his spirit, we gone. He going to snatch his spirit off. And everybody who's led by his spirit, we gone. The sons of God, we out. Man, it ain't just males. I know it's they sons of God, but that's how he do it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just males, though. Males and females, we all came from one, remember? All came from one man. All came from one God. So, the spirit. So, we're going to be out, man. Gave them over to a baffled brain. You see what I'm saying? And then that leads to other things. Well, Romans 1, verse 28. Okay, yeah. If I called the wrong script, yeah, that was Romans 1 and verse 28. Go to verse 29. So he gave them over to a reprobate mind, and watch, all this other stuff follows. Because before he talked about all these other things, he talked about homosexuality and where it comes from. In the same chapter of Romans chapter 1. Talked about homosexuality and where it comes from. All right? Now, because they wanted God out of their knowledge, he gave them over to a backwards brain, calling right wrong, calling wrong right, thinking they could live on this earth without consequences. And God's word is already written. They doing things that's not convenient. They doing things that's not the right way. That's not appropriate. Verse 29 says, being filled, not just a little bit, but being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness. Now, I'm trying to break this thing down so you can understand. Unrighteousness, that's not doing the right things with God. Fornication, that's sexual intercourse without being married. Wickedness, that's just doing things the wrong way. Yeah, the backwards way. Either doing things without God and doing things under the devil's influence. That's wickedness. Covetousness, that's excessive lustful desires. Yeah, for all this vanity, all these things, money, and the things that it can buy. Covet. covetousness. Maliciousness, that's what, just that, like where murder comes from. Anger, mad, malice, right? Full of envy. Envy is worse than jealousy. Somebody got it, you don't want them to have it either. Somebody got something you want and you don't want them to have it. That's envy, bro. That's worse than jealousy. Murder, there you go. Debate, you want to argue. Deceit, trickery, lying, malignity, that's evil, bad, right? Malignity, right? Whisperers, you know, them secret societies they talking about. See how you understand this Bible now? See, God, that's him, not me, breaking it down for us. I tell you, I didn't understand all this either. Some stuff I still had to look up, you know what I'm saying? All right, verse 30 says backbiters. You know, going back on their word. That's what the CDC doing, ain't it? Backbiting, going back on their word. Get these vaccines, mandate the vaccines, fire them if they don't get them. Oh, the vaccines ain't working. That's what they saying now. The vaccines wasn't working. Oh, man. Now, everybody who got fired because you didn't take a vaccine, now you can get a lawsuit. I heard you can get a lawsuit against them. Yeah, so go ahead and get the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Get these vaccines, mandate them. Now they talking about, that's what they said last year now. Now they talking about, oh, the vaccine wasn't working. Well, we got a new one. Yeah, bro, y'all better not go for that. I'm telling you. The vaccine, you better get, you got to do it. You know, I'm talking about folks vaccinated up. I'm talking about got the thing when it expired. They done boosted it up and everything and still catching the coronavirus. Huh? Huh? Going on around here. You know what I'm talking about? They backbiters. Haters of God. They telling God no, right? They hate God. That's what they say, haters of God. Hate to hear you talking about God. That's the devil would hate that. So they acting just like the devil. Despiteful. Can't stand, right? Proud. Pride. They're trying to turn June into that. They proud. All these are evil. Wickedness. They filled with all unrighteousness, right? They boasters. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. These are bad things. Without understanding, because if they understood, they wouldn't do this. And we all been there. But we've been born again over here. Thank you, Jesus. He's there for you too, now. So without understanding, verse 31 says, covenant breakers. Yeah. Breaking the truth. Breaking the friendships and stuff. Yeah. Without natural affection, because there ain't no love. They ain't got no love. Without natural affection. Implacable. Heartless. Hard-hearted. Determined to be heartless. Ain't stunning. It's Jesus stuff, right? Unmerciful. They all that. They full of it, too. Ain't just a little bit of it. Verse 32, Romans chapter 1 says, who knowing the judgment of God, the people that led them to do it, and this is the way that the world is set up. The leaders of the world did this. They laid out with Babylon and came up with this. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. They already know whoever do this is worthy of death. Everything we just named and went through and read in verse 29, that's written in verse 29, 30, 31. Mm-hmm. And before that, the whole chapter. Right? When you really start getting them. So, knowing the judgment of God, that whoever commits such things are worthy of death. They're worthy of what? Death, not life. But they not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. That's evil, bro. They not only do it, they know that whoever do it, they deserve death. But they do the same things. They know it, they deserve death now. And then they getting pleasure on others that's doing the same thing. They getting pleasure with making the world more dark and making the world more evil. You see what I'm saying? So you got to keep your mind full of Jesus. So go to John chapter 1, verse 19. Then we're going to hit a song up. Then we're going to come back and get into some more of these scriptures, because I told you, we got plenty. And guess what else? We got plenty of time. So John chapter 1, back over here to John. Yeah, we've got a bunch of scriptures just to keep our faith on deck, because faith comes by hearing the word of God, right? Your faith in God is going to come by you hearing his word. So that's why I put a bunch of scriptures over here. Yeah. That's why I stay in the word like that because I know faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. And also, the just shall live by what? Faith. That's how we live. We walk by faith, not by sight. Too many people naming Jesus and saying they Christian and all that. They naming Jesus, but they walking by sight because they look at the news and believe what man say more than the Lord. You got to flip that thing around, man. Spend more time in the word of God. Spend more time with God and less time with that man stuff. You can actually do what this word says, which is walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. John chapter 1, go to verse number 19. And it says, hold on, not verse 19. Are we on verse 19? I don't think we're on this one. No, we ain't on John 1 and 19. I think we was going here for verse 17. Because we need Jesus, so they're full of it. But it says, for verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. And the law can't save you. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and Jesus can save you. So that was John chapter 1, verse 17. I wrote it down wrong. So my apologies on that one. So next verse, we're going to the song, right? So go ahead and flip that over. When we come back from this praise break here, be waiting for me. And I'll meet you over there at Deuteronomy, chapter number 28, right? Deuteronomy, chapter number 28 is where we're going next. It says, when hip-hop meets the Christ, today's topic, no God or no God. Yeah. You want to get to know God or you want to do things and live life on God's earth without God, though? He snatched his spirit out the earth. And y'all really get a taste of the devil. Then you're going to wish you had Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back. When hip-hop meets the Christ.
My God, it's all on you. Your throne won't end, your crown won't move. Come weak when he speaks. It's that SWB. Yeah, and I rest up in my jeans. They can't mess up what I see. Ain't that less stuff in here, best stuff in here. Reps up a high king.
Only one of those, no tie. No lie, no bow tie. Faux mind, get to fucking like a faux five. He the first and the last. Knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun. When he comes, sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low bride. Made low, showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide. For the lame folk on a boat ride. Came cold or we won't die. Gave hope to the same folk that were hating on to be a dope guy. Most try, but it don't fly. He the lamb and the goat. True and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it. Point blank, period. With a T on it.
Style. Sink the flow, make me glow and flow like the now. Soul to soul.
know that. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Hold on. All right, we here. We up in here. Mic check. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, no God. Or no God. You telling God no? Or you want to know him? You know what I'm talking about? All right. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, which is greater than Moses. Right? Moses, the law came by him, God gave the law by Moses, but it was something that the law couldn't do that God did through Jesus, brought that grace and truth. Yeah. God condemned your sin through Jesus Christ, condemned our sins through Jesus Christ, not condemned us, but our sins. And he set us free. You know what I mean? And the law couldn't do that. The law actually points out your shortcomings, our shortcomings, all right? Humans. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Starting with verse 1, we're going to read verse 1 and 2, then we're skipping down to verse 14. So Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're waiting on you. You know what I'm talking about? But we ain't rushing you. There's no rush. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, verse 2, then skipping down to verse 14. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently," if you want to get to know God. Yeah, to get to know him. So, "it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments," to do what? To observe what his commandments are, and to do all his commandments, right? Do what he says. He's commanding us now. He's telling us to do something. Gotta do it. "So observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high." If you listen to him, if you obey him, the Lord himself, the Lord your God, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. This ain't no promotion you can do yourself. This ain't no promotion nobody else can give you except God. I'm talking about, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. You got to look to them and listen to them. I don't care if they are the smartest ones, or they the ones that's so smart in the education and all, man, please. God's going to set you high above all the nations of the earth. And he's big enough to do that. He's almighty enough to do that. First, Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is to the ones that want to get to know God. The ones that's not saying, "No, God, we don't want to live life with God here. You're talking about God? No, Jesus." We want to know Jesus. We want to know God, the Almighty. So verse 2 says, "And all these blessings shall come on you as well." So not only is he going to set you high above all the nations of the earth, verse 2, Deuteronomy chapter 28 says, "And all these blessings," all these, it's a lot of them, "all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall," or listen, "unto the voice of the Lord your God." If you're going to listen and do what he says. And then when you continue to read, you'll see all these blessings get pointed out. But because of time, yeah, you got to do that in your own time. Okay, you got to spend time with God yourself. However, because of the time we are together, I got to go down to verse 14. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, let's go. Verse 14 says, and you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Only one God. Go after him. Don't grow up and then listen to philosophies and religions and other folks' opinions and science and all. Mm-mm. Don't go out here now and put down your faith and start listening to other religions and all. Don't do that. All right? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 says, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. If you're going to disobey God, if you're going to say no God, if you're going to say no to God, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, you're not going to listen to him, to observe and to do all his commandments, you're not going to obey him, you're not going to do what he says, and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses, you want the blessings or the curses, man? Your mouth will say, I want the blessings, but what your heart say, what does your actions say? All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. And then he get into the curses. I tell you, you got to spend time with God yourself. Because from verse 15, we're going to skip down to verse 45. You got to get all them verses now. You got to get them yourself. You got to spend time with God yourself. All right? Y'all ain't going to give me but so much of your time, right? Okay, so Deuteronomy. And I'm quite sure we went all over all these verses in the Bible study episode for Deuteronomy. And we've been doing the Bible study for a minute, but for good little while. So, anyway, Deuteronomy chapter number 28, go to verse 45. Because it says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you. See, the other side of when you obey, all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Now, if you disobey, if you don't want God, okay, moreover, all these curses shall come upon you. See, this is the God that can keep the curses off of you, the God that wants to bless all of us. You see what I'm saying? Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you, overtake you till you be destroyed. Till what? Till you be destroyed. This goes for all humans. A world without God, it will be destroyed. Because you hearkened not, or you didn't listen to, you didn't take it to your heart, all right, the voice of the Lord, what the Lord was saying. So because you hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord your God, his commandments, you got to obey him. He's commanding you to do something now, too. Yeah, we ain't talking about right here they were, but the word of God is living. Jesus fulfilled the law for us. At that time, he didn't fulfill the law. The law was given through Moses. We just read. This was the law that Moses was given, and you know, God was given through Moses. Because you hearken not unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you to do things his way, his statutes, his rules, his regulations. You know what I'm talking about? You didn't want to do things his way, huh? Next verse. Verse 46 says, and they shall be upon you for a sign, for a wonder, and upon your seed forever. All these curses. That's why you got to read the word. You'll see all the curses. Yeah, we skip down a bunch of verses. They shall be upon you for a sign, for a wonder, and upon your seed. That's your children. Forever, too. And then your children's children, your children's children, your children's children. Yeah, all the way. Boy, that's rough there. Verse 47 says, because, and this is why it happened, because you served not the Lord your God. You didn't serve the Lord your God with joyfulness. Joyfulness. I like that. Full of joy. Yeah, joyfulness. You didn't serve God with joyfulness. You weren't happy when you spent time with God. You were just doing it out of tradition or ritual or because I need to do it. So I don't know. But you got to do it joyful, full of joy when you're spending time with God. Then it got to get to the point, it's your favorite thing to do is spend time with God. You got to come better than your entertainment, whatever you do for entertainment. You see what I'm saying? Because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. For what? For the abundance of all things. God won't only, you know, people be talking about he won't give you money. God won't only won't only give you money, but he'll give you all things. You see what I'm saying? And money included in that. A lot of folks won't just get focused on that. One particular thing, people touch you about money. You know what I'm talking about? You feel some kind of way every time I say money on here, don't you? But I'm just saying. But you got to be joyful to the Lord your God with gladness of heart and be serving him with joy for the abundance of all the things that he gives us. First of all, he gives us breath and life. And he gives us the power to get wealth. Oh, okay, then. Yeah, you thought you were self-made, huh? This ain't the world stuff. Verse 48, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 48 says, therefore, you shall serve your enemies. This is all part of disobeying God. This is all a part of wanting the world without God. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies in that world without God, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. You're going to serve your enemies. That's going backwards and going back to bondage and all that, man. Why would you do that? Let the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, set you free. Yeah, so that's the consequences of no God. Yeah, don't want God. Or want to tell God no. Yeah, this hour, earth, get off. What? No, we don't want that. We want to get to know him. Okay? So, next scripture we're going to is Matthew chapter number 24. Matthew chapter 24. Wake you up a little bit. Yeah, some curses ain't nothing. Ain't no joke, man. God's wrath ain't no joke. His blessings ain't no joke either. It just seems like they hard to come by in this evil world because people, you know, they ain't got that authority back. Humans as a whole didn't get that authority back that we gave him with Adam and Eve. You see what I'm saying? And then with that, we can get it back through Jesus Christ. He got it back, though. All authority and all power is given unto Jesus. He got the keys of death and hell. Jesus does. See what I'm saying? So, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Go to verse 12 when you get there. Matthew chapter 24. I think we at the halfway point. But Matthew chapter 24. I told you, you have to spend time with God, get this. Do it joyfully, with gladness of heart. Not with no, oh, man. When you get to spend extra time with God, man, come on. We don't do nothing else like that. Want to short-stop God. Well, hey, give him the short end. No. We want him to give us abundance. Come on, man. Give him abundance. Give him the abundance of your time. Matter of fact, he deserves all of it. You know what I'm talking about? Do everything you do unto him. We are made for him and by him. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 says, and because iniquity shall abound. Check this out. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many without natural affection. We read it earlier. The love of many is going to wax cold. People are going to be cold-hearted. You see what I'm saying? Because iniquity is growing. Since 2020, when coronavirus came on the earth, which is a pestilence or what have you, people ain't repented. They just became worse because iniquity shall abound. These are words of Jesus Christ. He's telling the truth. Want to know why the world is evil and we get these results right here? Because iniquity is growing, and it shouldn't. Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is evil. Iniquity is sin. Iniquity is wickedness of humans. God is right. And it ain't the devil that's committing these deeds. It's humans doing this now. And the devil just deceiving them further in the wrong way. That's all he's doing. They don't want to hear it. They don't want God in their knowledge. And then God gives them over to a reprobate mind. Let the devil do stuff to them. You see what I'm saying? He want to protect them from the devil. and from their evil deeds, but they don't want God. They don't want him in their knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I think we did this already. Let's go back to Romans chapter 1. No, we didn't go get these verses. Let's go. Romans chapter 1, because today's topic is no God or no God, we don't want you. We're going to get to know him. Romans chapter 1, going back over there. We was over there earlier, but let's go back over there. So yeah, I told you that the whole chapters of these books be good, man. The whole chapters of the Bible, so you have to spend time with God. God, I respect your time, and God knows too, you know what I'm saying? But you're supposed to be spending time with God. Yeah, however, you're supposed to be spending time with God every day. Yeah, you can take time out to make time. You got 24 hours now. You better schedule God in there. If you want 10%, that's 2 hours and 40 minutes, right? 24 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can take care of all that by doing whatever you do unto him, acknowledging him in all of your ways. You can do all that. No, I'm talking about, it ain't hard. Yeah, it's challenging in this world, but with the spirit and the power that we got, bro, it ain't hard. It's just straight and narrow, like you said. But Romans chapter 1 is going to require some work on our behalf, like believing and trusting and thanking God and sacrifice of praise and sacrifice of thanksgiving, yeah, all that. Romans chapter 1, and we are going to go to verse 18 this time. And it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. What's revealed from heaven? The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against what? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. I told you, it ain't the devil doing it. It's humans doing it. The wrath, it's humans that's getting the wrath of God coming from heaven instead of the blessings. It's humans doing this, not the devil. He just feeding their evil. He feeding that. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus still over here feeding our faith. So we good. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, of humans, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You holding back the truth because you're being unrighteous instead of being righteous. Now, we in Romans chapter 1. Check this out. Verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Yeah, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. They got to be in your heart and got to become your attitude as well. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Are you just representing him in the private and in public? You scared because he's unpopular? Man, you better recognize God is the one that's everywhere at the same time. He already in tomorrow. He already in next week. Check this out. It's already finished. Yeah, now what? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. That's your born-again experience. I read in one of them headlines, they said they were talking about some girl and some woman, a woman in the airport was, you know, giving her testimony loud in the airport about how Jesus came into her life and turned her whole life around, just Jesus himself. Yeah. And a lot of the airport passengers, you know them, they were irritated because they want a life with no God. She is one of the ones that want to know God. Boy, this is good stuff up in here. So verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, making you born again of God, no religion, to everyone that believes. That's how it starts off. Believe him, you're going to know him. So to everyone that believes, to the Jew or the Hebrew first, and also to the Greek, though. They leave nobody out. To the Jew first, the ones I chose, and then to the Greeks as well, because I made them too, the ones I called. Chosen, called, right. Verse 17, Romans chapter 1 says, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. What's revealed? Not the religion of God, but the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but it is the power of God unto salvation. That's how important Christ is. So in there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It's going to cause you to use your faith. From faith to faith, your faith is going to grow more and more and more and more in God. And how do you do that? Keep feeding it. Don't starve it. You have to learn how to starve your flesh. Overlook some of that entertainment sometimes, right? And get into the Word of God instead, especially if you're enjoying it right now. It's the same God who's going to meet you in your own personal time and going to give it to you. Yes, sir. So in there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You're going to start doing what he says doing, says to do, because it's him at work, that's at work in you, at work in us, right? That's making us want to do his will, and that's carrying out, performing it for us. That's why the Holy Spirit is in us. That's why Jesus himself and God himself in us, living our heart, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 17. Let's go. Acts. That's right in front of Romans. Acts chapter 17. We got 21 minutes left live on the broadcast. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to beat this broadcast. I'm going to beat them 20 minutes. Watch this. Especially if you hurry up and get to Acts chapter 17. Once you hurt them. Okay, I ain't rushing. I told you, I ain't rushing. Even if I told you to hurry up, I still ain't going to. I ain't rushing you, though. You hurry up. Okay. Acts chapter 17. When you find Acts chapter 17, go to verse 30. I'm going to read verse 30 and verse 31. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and verse 31. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Acts chapter number 17, verse 30 says, and the times of this ignorance, the times of you not knowing how to serve God, you not knowing what to do to give God your life, at the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now, so he let that go. But now he winked at it, okay? But now, that's how he wiped your whole past away. Now he commands all men. What'd he do? But now, God, that winked at the times of ignorance, commands all men everywhere to repent. Commands all humans everywhere to repent. Your religion will not satisfy God's wrath. You see what I'm saying? Your religion will not satisfy what you owe God. Your religion will not satisfy you rejecting God's gift to us, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Get out of that religion. Get out of that tradition and get into this Jesus. Acts chapter 17, verse 31 says, because he has appointed a day. He commands all men everywhere to repent, because God, that winked at the ignorance, right? And now commands all men everywhere to repent. He has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. So if they being unrighteous, it ain't matching up. Because he's going to judge the world in righteousness by that man that they rejected, which is Jesus the Christ, by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men. What? He has given assurance unto all men. Y'all see two verses right there talking about everybody, all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. So they got the proof. All nations got the proof, because he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Like I told you, the truth is the truth. And then if you go back to verse 26, that's a real 5:2. It says, and has made of one blood all nations of men. Yeah, God is the one that has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and their bounds, the bounds of their habitation. You know what I'm talking about? First Thessalonians. Yep, we all come from one God, the Almighty. They got the one Son, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, the mediator. There's one God and one mediator. First Thessalonians, let's go over there. First Thessalonians. Thessalonians with the one in front of it. First Thessalonians, chapter number four. So the Thessalonians with the one in front of it, not the two. There's two of them. So First Thessalonians is not chapter one, but chapter four. First Thessalonians, chapter number four. When you find verse four, go to verse 16 and verse 17. This is for those that want to know God and don't want to live life without God. And for those that will come to Jesus, you know what I'm talking about? That wanna come to Jesus, that's going to use their will to do God's will. So, First Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. That means he's going to come down from his heaven. The Lord himself, not a man, not an angel, okay, not the devil, but the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, yeah, everybody who died before Christ come back, but they had their faith in Christ, they going to rise first when Jesus come back, right? Then, it says, verse 17 says, then we which are alive, whoever is living when Jesus come back, then which we, okay, whoever is living and believes in Jesus, then we, when it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus is coming. Yeah, look at the other one then. And tell them, Jesus is coming. And then everybody just say, come, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. Come, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're getting on down. We're getting on down here. Revelation chapter 21, that's in the back of the Bible, and the last couple of chapters of the Bible too. So that's Revelation, the last book of the Bible, and chapter 21, a few verses from over here, and then chapter 22, a few verses from over there, and then we're moving along, 1, 2, 3, 4 after that, four more places. Got 14 minutes. I think that's still plenty enough time. All right, so Revelation chapter 21. Again, thank you. We appreciate you listening. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. The Christ Jesus. Revelation chapter 21, starting with verse 6, it says, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That's your God. That's Jesus Christ too. I am Alpha and Omega. What's Alpha and Omega? The beginning and the end. So I am the beginning and the end. What? I'm the beginning of your life. I'm the end of your life. I'm the beginning of life, period. I'm the end of life, period. He's Almighty. I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountains of the water of life freely. So you thirsty, you got them desires out there now. A lot of folks, lust is cranking up, extremely strong, wrong desires. A lot of folks, lust is cranking up now. I will give unto him that's thirsty. If you're thirsty, though, come over here and get this, what Jesus is going to give you, which he says, I will give them that's thirsty of the fountain of the water of life, and I'm going to give it to you freely. So he that overcomes, he that comes over, he that overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 7, Revelation chapter 21 says, verse 8 says, but the fearful, yeah, them cowards, scaredy cats, the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, that's in magic, and idolaters, idol worshippers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you want to continue to live a life without God, it's not going to end well for you or for whoever that chooses to do it. Revelation chapter 22 this time. Revelation chapter 22. Verse 11 says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. You want to be unjust? Okay, stay like that then. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. Okay, you want to be filthy? Stay filthy. You don't want God? Stay like that then. Okay, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. You want to know God? Stay like that. You want to get to know God? You better get on over here, because it's saying stay like you are. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Stay holy if you're holy. Mm-hmm. Make your choice. God drawing his line, going straight down the middle. And if you're in the middle, you're going to get sliced. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the wrong side of that middle stuff. Spit you out of his mouth, lukewarm stuff. Make your choice. You with man's allegiance and the devil's allegiance, or you with God's allegiance? Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man, it is again, every man, according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. The first time we read it, it was in black. Now I'm reading it again. It's red. It's in red, red ink, red writing. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't understand how it works, it ain't his fault. Better don't lean on your own understanding. That's what he said. Get the understanding of him. Verse 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments. If you're obeying God, you're blessed. Keep obeying God. You're going to stay blessed. All right? Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. The tree of life. Eating from the tree, and it's giving you life. The tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city, entering into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We're going to enter into his gate. You know what I'm talking about? All right. The next verse, verse 15 says, yeah, those that want to live life with no God, without God, verse 15 is for you. For without or outside are dogs. He just talked about the scaredy cat. He said the fearful. So now he's talking about the dogs. Outside are dogs and sorcerers. Got them again. Sorcerers and whoremongers. Got them again. And murderers. Them too. And idolaters. Got them. And whoever loves and makes a lie. Because remember, they loving it and they making it. They having pleasure in people that's doing wrong. They know it's wrong. That people that do it deserve death. But they doing it. They loving it. Right? And they making a lie. They loving the people that's doing it as well. Getting pleasure out of it. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Told you we're going three more places after this. Then you go on. I'm going to let you go. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Getting one verse from over here. Then we're going to Proverbs. So 2 Timothy. We got 8 minutes left. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Right there in front of Thessalonians. We was over there earlier. If that helps you out. Or after Thessalonians, I'm sorry. No, they're right there together somewhere. That's right. So it's after Thessalonians. So 2 Timothy, though. There's Timothy with the 2 in front of it. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. Verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says, yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yeah. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution because they don't want God. So they're going to be hating you because you want God. You want to know God. And they want a world with no God. But evil men and seducers shall worse, they wax worse. This is verse 13. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Stay how you are. That's what he just said. But it's telling us, continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. Now, I know I said I was going to read one verse, but that got real good. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 24. I'm about to get you up out of here. Let's go. Because I'm trying to beat the clock. Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 24. Your Bible will get used up messing with me. Is that right? Proverbs chapter 24. Some of your pages will get bent up. You'll mark some stuff. Your Bible will get marked up and everything messing around. Oh, Joshua, because Joshua will be messing around with that Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? With God the Almighty. So I'm going to give you what he give me. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't selfish. He ain't either. So Proverbs chapter 24, yeah, he loves to share. I do too. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 says, for a just man falls seven times. A just man, an upright human, you will fall seven times. And rise up again. So if you fall seven times, you're going to rise seven times. That's the good thing about being on God's side. The just man falls seven times, or the just human falls seven times and rises up again. Rise up each time. Get back up. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. They're going to fall, keep falling. They're going to think their mischief is something good. Because they got the reprobate mind, remember? They got the backwards brain. So they're going to fall into mischief. Go to verse number 20. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 20. Says, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. There shall be no reward to the evil human. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Remember, they're going to be destroyed. God ain't playing. All right? He ain't playing about blessing you either. Now, we're going to end over there in Psalms, and Psalms is right before Proverbs, but we got to go one more place before we get there. Let me see. Romans. We got to go back to Romans chapter 8. Go back to Romans chapter 8. And then we're going to go to Psalms again. See. 4 minutes. 4 minutes left. You hurry up and get to Romans chapter 8. Oh, I ain't rushing you, though. I'm not rushing you. Even though I'm saying hurry up, even if I do want you to hurry up and get on over there, I'm not rushing you. Romans chapter 8. Verse 16. Reading down to verse 18. Then we got three more verses in Psalms chapter 97. So let's go. Romans chapter 8. Verse 16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, because remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. So the Spirit itself, not religion, not Christianity, not the folks in church, but the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not people, but the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit and lets us know that we are children of God. Verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs, inheritors. And if heirs of God, it says, okay, and if children, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Yeah, joint heirs. Christ is your brother. Yeah, you're a Lord, Savior, all that. Then you're an heir of God. That's an inheritor of what God owns, but he ain't dying, because people inherit stuff. If somebody got stuff when they die, if it's your parents and they got something and they died, you inherit and all that stuff. That's why they make wills and all that stuff. So if children, If we're children of God, then we're heirs of God, we're inheritors of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Sons of God, he's the Son. We're sons because of him. Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Got to go through some things. The world is evil. It don't supposed to be comfortable for you, but you're supposed to be comfortable with God, and you can experience that peace and that joy and that love that he got for you. Know? So, we suffer with him. Even in your suffering, you still have peace, that we may be also glorified together. Verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, what you're going through right now, or what you may go through, the sufferings of this present time, it's a present evil world, so the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's greater than the sufferings, right? The glory which shall be revealed in us. One more place. 2 minutes left on the clock. One more place we go into Psalms chapter 97. If you hurry up, beat this 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't rushing you. No, I'm not rushing, man. And I'm not rushing. But then, yes, sir. Psalms 97. I tell you, freshman year, man, that's my alma mater's name, you know. Graduated from all of them at the same time because God set me free from all this human knowledge and let me get to know him. Psalms 97 verse says, a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies, not his sons, not his children. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Now go to verse 9 to verse 10. That's it. Verse 9, Psalms chapter 97, verse 9 says, for you, Lord, are high above all the earth. You, Lord, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Above all the earth, exalted far above all gods. You that love the Lord, verse 10, you that love the Lord, you got to hate evil then. You that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves, he protects the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. The hip-hop meets the Christ. No God or no God. Peace out.
Gotta switch up every now and then.
All I need is one mic. When I step to it, all I preach is one Christ. One way, one truth, and only one light. And the way that they did them, it just wasn't right.
One.
It only took one plan. Sitting on the throne of God sits one man. And he loved us so much, he sent one lamb to abolish all sin like no other can.
One.
It's going down one day. Like a thief in the night, he's coming suddenly. For the ones that chose to live their life one way. So I hope that God he chooses to live the right away.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, there's only one way.
One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, there's only one way. One way that I live, the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, there's only one way.
It only takes one time. You can turn from your wicked ways with one line. For the worst of all sin, there's only one fine. If you ain't in it yet, you better get in line.
One.
It won't take one book. Best believe before you know it, you'll be one of us. Must have seen faith, so it don't take much. The woman with the issue only took one touch.
One.
For me, it took one prayer. To be honest, it was more like one scare. The van tipped over, I ain't lose one hair. Supposed to be dead and gone, but I'm still here.
Man.
So if you're looking for a change, straight and narrow path, only got one lane. Yeah, we living now just so we can live again. Cause in the end, everybody bows to one name.
One.
There's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God.
One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way to live, is only one day. One way that I want, there's only one king. One way that I want, there's only one king. One way that I live, but the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is. Only one day. One way that I want, there's only one way. One way that I want, there's only one way. One way that I live, but the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you only got one. Crack it, living eternal life. Like Billy say, it's a choice, either wrong or right. You got one God in heaven, it ain't Muhammad. Never been Buddha, I remain true to the one who sent the sun, so I wouldn't have to burn in hell. I can repent and come be with the one who dwells inside me, so if I fall off track, he steps in, guides me back to pay. One, I remember when Big Ram was nothing but scrum. Asked about God, I would tell you it was none. The chip I was carrying on my shoulder weighed a ton. Man, I'm glad somebody told me it was
one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, is only one way. One way that I live, is only one way. One way that I live, is only one way. One way that I live, but the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, only one way. One way that I live,
there's only one God, one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world.
With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, only one God. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and only one baptism, only one world. With a whole lot of Christians, with a whole lot of ways, but only one way of living, is only one way.
One way that I live, is only one way. One way that I live, is only one way. One way that I live, but the world won't agree, but that's just the way it is, only one way.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.